And we invite you to close your eyes. And in this space, as you feel and connect to the divine love that is anchored within every cell of your body, just feel the entire family gathering now. The Star Mothers, they are here. The Star Grandmothers, they are here. All of the ancestors that came before you, they are here. All of the future generations to come, they are here too. They see you. They know what you have been through. And there is so much admiration and love being beamed onto you in this moment. So feel the essence of that family, soul to soul, heart to heart connection that is here for you. And let's carry that feeling of belonging, not just into the channel that's about to come, but into our life on a daily basis, every moment, whether we see them or not, they are with us. And in this energy of soul communication, let us invite Kryon with a message.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. There are those who are asking a question that I will love to talk about. And they say, why is it right now I feel a strong desire for simplicity, stillness, authenticity in my spiritual life? The reason this is so amazingly, I would say, interesting to me is because this is everything that is happening in this 2026. It is a snapshot, a picture of a bigger truth. This bigger truth that you feel is coming or want and ask for is that which is the awakening to what you would say the Creator is all about in your life. I would like to just remind you for a moment or two of what you've been through when it comes to what you feel about Spirit, about God, what you've been told, and what you've actually gone through in actionable items that perhaps have occupied much of your life. What have you been told? Well, it depends upon who you are believing, what culture you are in, and if you're interested or not. And that's not just church, it's a belief system. Perhaps it occupies entire nations. What is it that they will tell you that God wants? Where do I begin? There are so many things you must do. Even in some of the most modern belief systems on the planet, there are many steps you have to climb. God wants you to do this and that, make sure that this is correct and that is correct. What if they're not? Well, you better do it again or you will suffer that which is the wrath of God later. There are so many interesting differences about what God wants depends upon who you talk to. The demarcation even between loving belief systems is so divisive, so driven by what is correct and not correct, that wars are fought over it. You're not worshiping God correctly, therefore, you're not going to be one of the chosen. Why am I telling you this? Because you've made God complicated. You haven't just overcomplicated it. You have made it almost impossible. But this is man's rules. Men's rules. that happen and have happened for eons. What does God want? It is so interesting. Even in one group, even you would say in Christianity in the United States, you will have dozens and dozens of different kinds of churches with different kinds of names. Well, it didn't start off that way. It started off with one or two. But then they divided because they couldn't decide what to believe, even with their own congregations. And they divided, and the ones who believed one thing went one way, and then divided again, and divided again, and again. Does that sound like what Spirit has asked for on this planet? For you not to agree or even figure out or have the discernment of what God may want in your life for you or the relationship you would have? That sound like a plan to you from the divine? It does if you were taught that God is complicated, difficult, and you can't talk to him. That's where it comes from, by the way. You have to turn to your leaders, they'll tell you. But then that group will divide and divide until you have over 300 sects all thinking something different, all with different names on their towers, and you have a choice. This is the complexity of spirit that you have created. These are man's creation, not that of the divine, not even close to that of the divine. And so you sit and you say, I want stillness here. I want some simplicity here. I want some authenticity here. Welcome to 2026, because that is going to start to happen. And what starts to happen is an overall consensus of the love and spirit and simplicity of what the Creator has for you, what the Creator wants for you. What if I told you there's only really one thing that you come for? It's not even a contract. It's a potential, a possibility. The angels stand around you all your life waiting to see if it occurs to you. Remember, you have free choice. You really do. And if you don't choose what I'm telling you in a moment, there will be no punishment for that. What's the choice? And that is to see the beautiful love of Spirit for you and awaken to a grander truth or not. That's it. That's as simple as it gets. One thing. Will you find the love of God in your life or not? Will you start to understand that that is a Creator who is benevolent, who knows your name, and really does care, and has put you on this planet in the culture you are in to see and give you the chance if you will awaken? And if you awaken to a larger truth, it's one of the things that will extend your life, give you joy for a very long time, laughter, and set the stage for a better life for you, your children, healing, even generational healing, ancestral healing. It's all there if you were to awaken to that grander truth. So many of you watching this have. It's what you've done. There are so many things I could tell you that are far, far simpler than anything anyone has ever told you. When you finally awaken, you might ask, well, what is the task then? Does it get complicated then? What do I do as an awakening human being? And I have to ask you then, well, it depends also on whether you got the picture that you can speak to that Creator anytime you want to inside, because, dear ones, the Creator left something inside you. A piece of the Creator. It's almost in all the scriptures hiding. It's in the code that has been interpreted in the DNA. God is inside. Every single human. The consciousness of God is in you. You don't need to check it out with an authority in a special kind of costume for you to touch the face of God yourself. That's the bigger truth. The first part of it is that you're in God's lap, always have been. There's a handout, always has been. Take my hand, I'm in love with you. Let me guide you through life. It doesn't get much simpler than that. I want to show you something. It is something that my partner has said, Cryon, please explain this. I'm tired of explaining it. If it's in a channel, I can just tell people to listen to it. And it has to do with divine purpose. What is your divine purpose? Well, now the human being has decided on their own to make that just as linear and complex as it gets, and then also to fill it with guilt and punishment. This is the habit of divine systems all over the planet. If you do this, you're good. If you don't, whoa, it won't turn out well for you. That's the father syndrome. That's not the God syndrome. That's an earthly father syndrome. That's all you've known, so you then place it upon the divine. Yes, God must be the same way. I want to tell you divine purpose. You feel perhaps that divine purpose is something you get when you're born. Perhaps there's an angel there with a stone tablet. This is your purpose. I'm not going to show it to you now because you can't read. But you got to find it. And you walk through life hoping you'll find this stone tablet this angel gave you and hope you've made it. And the reason I know you think that is because so many questions are asked. Have I found it? What is it? How can I find it? How will I ever possibly know what that is? And you missed the whole point because you've linearized it and you've complicated and you didn't give credit for love. I'm about to tell you. I have mentioned before that there's no such thing as a contract. Now, already I'm probably in trouble with other metaphysical leaders who talk about finding your contract. There is no contract, not really. There is no template. There is no blueprint. Well, how can that be when is there a divine purpose? Oh, yes, there is. And here is the beauty of this. I'll define it for you. Then I'll explain it. When I explain it, I want you to feel the love that went into this. Dear one, as you awaken on this planet to a higher truth, your divine purpose is whatever you have found in the landscape of your own spiritual awakening, that is you sending light, holding light, either for yourself, or for yourself and others, or for the earth, or for animals. It's whatever you have found that gives you joy and comfort in your light work. Are you getting this? That's your divine purpose. Now, here is the fun part. It varies. Of course it varies. You change, and you change with the various awakenings that you have had through your life. If you look back 10 years or so, you're not the same person. Even if you awakened years ago, you're still not the same person. You've learned things, you've matured, you've graduated. You've gone through all of these things that have made you different. Now think for a moment. Do you think spirit is so single-minded and straightforward linear that you would get a divine purpose that never changes when all you do is change? That it would be static? No. It's variable. It moves with your love. It moves with that which you learn on this planet. You awaken to bigger truths. And the divine purpose moves with you. It gets larger. It expands as you expand. It helps you then to spread the light in a better way, in a more loving way. That's the love of spirit for you. That's the definition of divine purpose. How do you like that so far? It's not a rigid, judging God, dear ones, that faces you anymore. And if you haven't got that message, perhaps you might listen a little closer. There is so much love, appreciation, patience, variety, stillness, authenticity, reality in the love of God. It does not take you on a journey that makes you do things that are difficult so that you will then have a reward and be able to do things then that you couldn't do before. There's no tasks appropriate for you that will then get you into another realm. That's all men's rules, dear ones. Men's rules. You can go all the way and talk about that into the very essence of life. That loving God that put you here did not judge you, put you here to hold the light, because you are an old soul, and on the other side of the veil, you saw this shift. And you said, I can come in as an old soul. I can beat up the dark. I can hold my own. I can heal myself and get through it. I can survive pandemics. I can do whatever it does the dark side throws at me and an old world energy throws at me, and I can come out the other side. And you did. And you did. And here you are now. That's the only thing you were asked to do. To awaken if you could. To find yourself in a culture that would allow it. Indeed, maybe even to be the black sheep of your family, because you did. All of these things were a difficult path. You chose it to come here. This is your year, dear one. It really is time for stillness. The simplicity of the love that is before you does not require you to do anything more than you're doing, or at least ask the questions, show me what it is I need to know so I can do more. What about simplicity there? What about the stillness you have available to you? To be in a chaotic world, it's still chaotic. But find that solace that you never could find before that is now here. Because the darkness, that barbaricness of the planet is starting to reduce itself as there are more light workers coming into their own. This is your year. Indeed. This is why you're here. All of these things, I tell you, because you need to know them. I'm crying in love with all of you. And so it is.